So about how many bills were introduced on Monday, and why such an influx?
So Monday marked the first major deadline for lawmakers in the 2017 session. Essentially, they were tasked with introducing all of the personal bills. So if a lawmaker wanted to have a bill that was their bill and they wanted it to go through this session, they had to introduce it by Monday. And so in roughly 195 to be exact, bills were introduced on the Senate and Assembly floors Monday evening.
And several were tied to education and potential improvements or changes. What were some of the highlights specifically focused on education legislation?
So, of course, you know, one of the big things in education is education savings accounts, school vouchers, if you want to use that phrase. ESAs allow parents to take public funds and use them for private schools or homeschooling. Senator Scott Hammond of Las Vegas took the opportunity to reintroduce that legislation and go with the governor's proposal of appropriating $60 million into ESAs and use it as a first-come, first-served basis for parents. So those that want to use the voucher system, if they're first in line, they get it first. Democrats in general are opposed to ESAs. Republicans favor them heavily. So this might be a bargaining chip for Democrats when budget issues come down the line, but we'll see.
Out of all of these 195 bills just introduced, are any cropping up as being particularly controversial?
You know, one bill that kind of struck me that marked on the environmentally friendly side, it's a 10-cent tax that would be imposed on every plastic bag that a resident would get from a retailer. So when you go grocery shopping and you get your groceries in a plastic bag, that's an extra 10 cents that you'll see. That might be pretty contentious coming up through the session because it also bans the use of plastic bags after 2022. So I see that one being particularly contentious. You also see a slew of new taxes on this, that, and the other. Higher fees for electric and hybrid cars. So lots of things. But, you know, Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez-Thompson of Reno, she had this to say, you know, they're really looking to work on some bipartisan legislation.
There was a real broad spectrum of bills that were introduced, obviously representing the different and varied political thought that is here at the Nevada State Legislature. So we saw bills that did everything from make proclamations saying that everything in Washington that we do is wrong to everything that's done in Washington is right. So kind of a real diverse group of legislation.
But for Republicans, you know, a lot of the legislation that came out Monday was very heavily partisan. Washoe County Republican Ben Kiekheffer, he says this is all part of the liberal agenda of the leadership.
You know, look, I think that we've seen a lot of bills that are part of sort of that, you know, Bernie Sanders left progressive agenda that's being promoted nationally and then brought here into Nevada to try to impose this sort of cookie cutter progressivism into our state. And we're seeing that in terms of legislation that's coming out.
But these are all the bills that lawmakers are going to see over the next few months. There's another small deadline next Monday where committees will be able to introduce their own legislation. Not as much as Monday, but maybe about 100 to 150 bills will come out then too.
Paul Boger, thank you.
Thank you so much.